Welcome to the Basic Bee Podcast, a show for the wannabe SEO savvy service providers among us, for the coaches and consultants who dream of becoming known for their storytelling skills, not to mention the solopreneurs who straight up need to master all things social proof to increase sales. After a little reluctantly, fully committing to this online world of business, I quickly realized I needed to get people to come to me. I needed to tell them I was here and how I could support them. I dove headfirst into social proof, which led me to SEO, which led me to storytelling, and now it gives me great joy to share what I've learned with other business owners so they skip the hard stuff and ease straight into sales. This podcast gives you expert insights, actionable takeaways, and casual convos with some of the online world's best and brightest experts and strategists. I think that's enough of an intro, so here we go. Welcome back to the Basic Bee Podcast. I have a really special episode for you today. With permission, today's episode is a repurposed wrap-up call with the Done For You case study client. And I'm so excited about it. So I want to give you some context before I just like launch into like, here's the recording. So we spent the first half of this call talking through some questions she had about her final case study and the SEO strategy. And there weren't many, so we had extra time, which I used to ask her some questions about her experience working with me to create this case study. In addition to that, here's a little bit more of the backstory. So the client is Dallas Travers. You might have heard of her coaching program called The Hive or listened to her podcast called Coaches on a Mission. I heard about Dallas for a couple of years before meeting her on a networking call. And that call was so funny because the chat was just blowing up with so many really, really, really kind messages directed at me and about my work, which Dallas actually brought up on her very first one-to-one call. And that connection call happened last spring, I think. And we talked about our ideal clients, our main offers, how we could help each other, and we just got to know each other. Then I got two emails a couple months later from Dallas. One was an introduction to someone, and the other one pretty much said, "Hey, I'd love to collaborate with you on a few case studies. Are you open to it?" So of course I was yes. And this call you're about to hear was again the wrap-up call for the first of so far three case studies that we've worked on together. So without further ado, let's go to that call. We had the chat, like the intro chit chat, I don't know, a few months ago. And then you sent me a referral and then you were like, "Okay, I'd love a case study and there might be six." So can you tell me more about like how you got there and what you were hoping for?
Yeah. My business is at a place where imagine my marketing of my business is like a clay pot, right? Mm-hmm. That holds water, no problem. But it's clay, so it seeps. Mm-hmm. So if you don't keep putting water in it, pretty soon the bucket is empty, right? SEO is one of the giant pores in this clay bucket. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, something about our conversation where two things I realized. Number one, I don't have to know SEO in order to maximize SEO. And I think this is probably something you hear a lot.
Yeah, this is good because I haven't really heard it in this way.
Okay. I think I unconsciously assumed I don't know enough about it in order to maximize it. And I'm too busy, uninterested, all of the other things in order to take the time to learn it. So that was interesting for me to realize that I had that unconscious assumption because I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I think another unconscious assumption I had was nobody clicks on ads, but that's not even what this is, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then the other piece, just when I look at our lead gen and where people come from, 100% truly, even when I do a webinar launch, the people who apply for The Hive binge my podcast.
Mm.
So if I can get earbuds on my podcast, the rest is taken care of. So I'm now asking myself, what are all of the possible ways to get more listeners to my show? I mean, it's so wild. I'll have a sale with someone and I'll say, "Do you have any questions about The Hive?" And more often than not, their feedback is, "No, I have no questions. I listened to your podcast." And I'm like, that's not the same. But they feel so much like, number one, they know me, right? Yep. And they like my coaching style. They've heard it a lot. Number two, somebody on that show, like they use the guests to kind of vet whether or not it's a community they want to be a part of. because people I coach on the show are Hive members. That then got me thinking, oh, I need to highlight who's in the program to attract more of those people. And so then SEO case studies are one of the ways to do that.
Yeah, that's smart. Do you have much of an SEO angle or strategy for the podcast?
Zero. First thing I'm doing is this, and then there will be more.
We're going to get each other
really well, I think, Brittany, in 2024.
I'm here for it. I've learned a lot with how to SEOify your podcast. That is so cool that's what you're hearing.
And I laugh because I feel like it's the laziest podcast a person can have because I don't have to write episodes. I literally just show up. I'm like, hello, how can I help you? Right? It's so easy. And it's been really, really effective.
Yeah. That's awesome. That I love hearing that. And do you feel, I think I know the answer, but I would love to hear from you. Do you feel like you have a better understanding of SEO now?
You're not going to like my answer. No. And I don't care.
I love that. That's actually what I was hoping for.
I actually don't want to understand it. I understand the value and I have no interest in ever doing it on my own or.
No, that's great. I was actually thinking that was exactly what you were going to say.
Okay. That's also my personality. I don't read instruction manuals. You see, I'm like barely reading what you send me, just barely enough to fake it.
So that was going to be my next question. Is there anything you would like me to modify for next round? Would you like to just like not have me send you XYZ or anything like that?
No, I like having the choice, if you will, right? I don't know if you've ever done the Colby personality assessment.
I do.
But I'm a quick start. I'm the person who thinks she's smarter than she is. So I'm like, I don't need to read instructions. Like, it's all fine. I'll just do the thing and break it and someone will fix it later. So that's my approach. Like, whatever your process is, I'll just
stick with it. I will be here for that. That is perfect. At least you'll feel like, oh, she's keeping me in the loop. This is great.
But actually, on that note, don't do anything you don't want to because I trust you. The effort you put in will not match my level of participation. So don't.
That's helpful.
Bend over backwards for me.
Okay. Thank you for saying that because I'm sure there will be a moment and I'll be like, oh shit. And I'll be like, never mind. Dallas told me not to worry about that.
He doesn't care. Yeah. All right, my friend. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. I appreciate you. If you think of anything, you know where to find me. And otherwise, you'll hear from me in January.
Yeah. And then we'll be in touch in December for what you did. Yeah.
Cool. I'm stoked. Okay. I am so very grateful that Dallas was on board with me repurposing that call into a podcast episode. So huge thank you to her. There will for sure be links so you can connect with Dallas below. And I just feel like there's nothing quite like hearing from the clients or students who've worked with people, you know, if they've worked with you or if you're considering working with someone or hiring someone or joining something that someone's doing, like there's just nothing quite like hearing from the people who've already experienced that person, that program, that thing. And my plan is actually to have Dallas on the show for a very intentional, not repurposed call, but a very intentional podcast conversation where we can share even more about our work together, especially since we've done three of these case studies. So with that in mind, I would love, love, love to hear any questions you have for me or Dallas about this process of working on Done For You case studies. I also will link the service page below if you heard this and you're like, gimme, I want this. And that pretty much closes out this episode, my friend. So I'll be checking back with you and chatting with you again very, very, very soon. That was really something, wasn't it? Let that really sink in and guide you toward being the answer to even more Googled questions. Thanks so much for joining me this episode. You are the reason this show exists and that it keeps growing. You know, thanks to all those follows and reviews. If you know someone who could benefit from what was shared, send it to them. We don't do shy around here. If you thought of clarifying or follow-up questions while listening, you know what to do. Say hi on Instagram. Check the show notes for all the things that were mentioned, and I'll talk to you soon, friend. Okay, you get it. You know SEO is important, but no, you're not interested in learning another skill. Who has the time? But who are you supposed to trust with the task of getting SEO to work for you? Someone who won't ghost you mid-project or treat you like a dum-dum lollipop. Someone who actually wants to empower you and your team with all things SEO. Hi, yes, it's me, Brittany, and you are the person I created the SEO packet for. You're curious. You want to understand this thing better, but like only a little bit. You don't actually want to do the doing. This way, you get the key SEO stuff super fast, and you get support throughout and beyond the project. No more letting Google gift you the wrong SEO strategy. Time to put the right words in the right places and get found online by the right people. Find all the info you need below.